Radio Prague News.
Parliament has nominated 27 people for state distinctions. The Social Democratic Party has called on MP Vasta Paraganova to resign as deputy chairwoman of the lower house, and a small earthquake with a magnitude of 2.3 hit a part of the Jeseniki Mountains late on Thursday. Parliament has nominated 27 people for state distinctions. Former hockey player Jaroslav Holík and guitarist Lubomír Brabec were put forward for medals of merit, as were former head of religious broadcasts at Radio Free Europe Karel Jaroslav Fost and art historian Bohumil Samek. Both houses recommended a special posthumous award for former Supreme Court head and ombudsman Otakar Motel, who died 2 years ago. The final decision on such awards rests with President Václav Klaus. Last year, only 6 of Parliament's 31 nominations were awarded. The opposition Social Democrats have called on MP Vlasta Parkanova to resign as deputy chairwoman of the lower house. The police have asked Parliament to give up the former defense minister for prosecution over suspicions of improper army purchases. Should her case go to court, the opposition party says she should resign her mandate as an MP. Ms. Parkanova insists there was nothing dubious about the deals, which were approved by the government at the time as a whole. Meanwhile, Deputy Social Democrat Chairman Lubomír Zaorálek also accused Prime Minister Nečas of intimidating the police and state attorneys through his comments on the case of Vlasta Parkanova. Mr. Nečas said Thursday that a gang of police colonels could not decide on who would or would not be in government by asking to release people for prosecution. The government parties vetoed a motion by Mr. Zaorálek to bring the comment to the House floor. Alluding to imprisoned opposition MP David Rath, he said he did not want to believe that giving up an opposition member means fighting corruption, while being asked for a government politician means a gang of colonels must be behind it. A small earthquake with a magnitude of 2.3 hit a part of the Jeseniki Mountains late on Thursday. The quake was only registered by a few people and was short but relatively intense. Earthquakes are not uncommon in the Jeseniki Mountains, but do not cross a magnitude of 3. Another minor quake was recorded in the same area on June 2nd, but was weaker, with a magnitude of 1.7. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be warm and sunny throughout the weekend, with daytime highs rising to 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. Coming up in today's program: the past few months have brought increasing evidence that the anti-corruption drive in the Czech Republic is producing results. We'll have details. Then we'll have the latest in business news, and a little later in the program, in the arts, we'll be talking to photographer Jan Saudek, who recently won a court case regarding his work. The past few months have brought increasing evidence of the fact that after years of futile efforts, the anti-corruption drive in the Czech Republic is finally producing results. Within a relatively short space of time, the police have sought and gained permission to prosecute 4 parliament deputies and are said to be working on several other high-profile cases. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Vít Bárta, Jaroslav Škárka, David Rath, Otto Chaloupka, and most recently the deputy chair of the lower house, Vlasta Parkanová. The list of parliament deputies whom the police has asked to prosecute. In all but the last case, on which the lower chamber is to vote next Tuesday, the request was granted. Inside sources claim that the police is completing work on 2 other big cases involving 2 more members of parliament. The speed with which heads are rolling following years of inactivity has surprised many parliament deputies and may have left some quaking in their shoes. It has also raised the question, what is behind the police's newfound ability to act? Police President Petr Lessi says that systemic changes in the work of the force have finally given investigators the chance to follow up big cases and produce results without any interference from those high up.
Neděje se vůbec nic. Policie jenom koná to, co konat by měla. A možná se zdá, že
nothing unusual is happening. Investigators are just doing their job. The sudden spate of cases is the result of systemic changes, which no longer make it compulsory for investigators to report on cases they are working on.
Výrazem těch systémových opatření, zrušením té ohlašovací povinnosti.
In the past, all sensitive cases had to be reported to superiors. Since this directive was scrapped, investigators have revved up their activities and are producing results fast. In the first 5 months of this year, they have opened and are investigating as many cases as they did in the entire previous year. And the financial losses caused by these cases is significantly higher, indicating that the police are now going for the big fish rather than the small fry. Andrej Kundra, an editor for the weekly magazine Respekt, says changes in key posts have also helped untie investigators' hands.
Je to dáno do jisté míry tím, že se změnila atmosféra ve vedení nejvyššího.
This can also be attributed to a significant change of attitude at the High State Attorney's Office and at the Interior Ministry. Both institutions are now headed by officials who do not interfere in the work of the police.
V těchto institucích sedí teď muži, kteří policii nezasahují do její práce.
The result of this new policy is that news of fresh corruption cases involving MPs erupt like bombshells on the Czech political scene. And while most parliamentary parties maintain that the police must be allowed to do its work come what may, there are now jokes about handing over an MP for prosecution every Tuesday, the day on which the Immunity and Mandate Committee holds its sessions. The police's request for the lower house to allow the prosecution of Deputy Speaker Vlasta Parkanova nonetheless proved too much for her party colleague Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who called it a witch hunt and accused the police of overstepping the mark in its eagerness to deliver results. Police President Petr Lesy countered that the police would not have acted without good reason.
Já samozřejmě nejsem seznámen s obsahem spisového materiálu.
I have not seen the respective police files, but as far as I was informed, the police is proceeding as it should. It has enough evidence to prosecute and is only taking the case a step further. We are not labeling anyone guilty, just setting the wheels in motion so that innocence or guilt can be proven by an independent court. Moreover, all our steps are overseen by a state attorney.
Zákon a naše veškeré konání je pod dohledem státního zástupce.
As the initial shock of this latest police request wears off, an increasing number of MPs say they will open the way for prosecution. After years of paying lip service to the issue, it would be hard for them to justify any other position. And as the number of prosecuted and in some cases convicted MPs mounts, deputies are debating a change to the law which would make those pronounced guilty surrender their seat in parliament.
Daniela Lazarová reporting there on the situation regarding Czech MPs and the battle against corruption. Certainly we know from your emails that many of you follow that situation in the Czech Republic, and we expect that we'll get some response. If you'd like to contact us here at the station, the address is english@radio.cz. Now, though, it's time for today's business news, and for that I'm joined by Jan Richter.
The total debt of the Czech Republic, including the debt of the government sector and that of Czech households, reached 110% of GDP and made the country the second least indebted country in the EU after Romania, the Czech Statistical Office said on Thursday. The debt of the Czech public sector, which last year amounted to 3.1% of gross domestic product, puts the country in 9th place among the 27 EU nations, up from 13th place the previous year.
But the gap has widened between the Czech GDP and the EU average. According to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office this week, Czech GDP per capita reached 80% of the EU average, while in 2007 it was at 83%. In the year 2000, GDP per capita in the Czech Republic amounted to 71% of the average levels in the EU. The decrease is largely due to the slowing down of the Czech economy. In the first part of the last decade, the country was among the top 10 fastest growing economies of the bloc, while last year it ranked in the middle.
The German-owned Czech-based automaker Škoda Auto is seeking production facilities for its new SUV model, which should be launched in 2014, the weekly Econom reported. The firm originally planned to produce the model at its plant in Kvasiny, but was unable to acquire the land needed for the expansion of the factory. Škoda is now looking in Russia, according to the reports, where the new SUV could be made in Nizhny Novgorod. The new model would become the second Škoda produced abroad after the small Citigo, which is made at a Škoda plant in Bratislava.
The Czech Finance Ministry has announced plans to change the rules for remunerating the salaries of managers of state-owned firms. The ministry is now reviving their salaries to see how they compare to the private sector. As of January 2013, managers' salaries in state-owned firms will either increase or decrease depending on whether their current paychecks are higher or lower than those in private companies. The new rules should apply to large companies such as ČEZ, Czech Airlines, as well as smaller firms where the state or other public entities have at least a one-third stake. The government, however, does not plan to release the managers' actual salaries.
The state-owned postal company Czech Post on Friday stopped accepting all shipments addressed to Syria. A spokeswoman for Czech Post said the decision was taken in view of the poor security situation in that country, adding that there was no way of telling when shipments to Syria could resume. Last year, Czech Post delivered 231 kilograms of letters and 89 parcels to the conflict-ravaged country.
Analysis by the consultancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers released this week predicts the medal tally for the Summer Olympics in London based on factors such as past Olympic performance, population growth, average income, and state support for sports. The study says U.S. athletes will top the medal count with 113, three more than they won in Beijing. China has ranked second with 87 medals, 13 fewer than 4 years ago, and Russia came third with 68 medals, five less than in the previous Summer Olympics. The analysis places the Czech Republic at 32nd place with 6 medals, which is how many the Czechs won in Beijing as well. You're listening to Radio Prague, where it's now time for today's arts. A high-profile case between well-known Czech photographer Jan Saudek, who is 77, and Saudek.com, a company represented by his son Samuel and former girlfriend Sara, wrapped up this week with Prague's High Court ruling in the photographer's favor. The case scrutinized the validity of contracts Mr. Saudek signed in 2005, allegedly relinquishing rights for the reproduction of his work to the company, for example, for postcards or posters. The High Court confirmed on Tuesday that the agreement signed was legally unclear and had never been legally binding. Following the decision by the court, Radio Prague spoke to the photographer and asked him first how the dispute had developed.
In the past, I used to have signings for people, spending up to 2 hours signing photographs, and this contract is something I probably added my signature to and just didn't read. It outlined that I would receive only 15% of the net profit, which was nonsense and amounted to nothing over the years. Following expenses, there was nothing in it for me. The worst thing about all of this was the involvement of close family members. It was not about higher principles or anger, for example, over jilted love. It was only ever about money, which I find very sad.
Jan Saudek began photographing in the 1950s and achieved his greatest commercial success after the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia in 1989. He is well known for his many nudes and characteristic use of color tinting, which adds a dreamlike quality to individual prints. In the 90s, he was one of the artists featured in an iconic ad campaign for Absolut Vodka, and he also shot what became a widely reproduced image for rock band Soul Asylum, the cover of Grave Dancers Union. Losing the rights to his work was not only a financial blow, the photographer says, but an artistic one. In short, the long legal battle and in-family differences took their toll.
The case didn't break me, but it left me disgusted, and I stopped believing in photography. It became something I had to do to survive, but I don't think I really took a single decent picture in 7 years. There was a psychological block, and I don't think it's something that I'll be able to return to overnight either. I don't think that I'm anything extra, but if there is something special in my work, if there is, and that is for others to judge, then this was the worst thing that could have happened. It stopped me from continuing. That said, it's not like up to that point I hadn't completed a lot of work. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to do anything else that was any good anyway.
The photographer does say he is glad the legal matter has been wrapped up. He expressed relief to have the rights back, including to one work in particular.
It is one of my best photographs, I think, of a girl who was disfigured and lost the right side of her body in a fire when she was a baby. She is missing her arm, a breast, her leg, and looks at herself in the mirror. But I think the photograph is humane and is full of hope. It took a year before I could take the photograph, before I lost my fear and she lost her shyness. She and I both liked the way it came out. I felt that I had done a picture that celebrated humanity and did not, God forbid, debase it. She was not a relative of mine, and when the negative of this particular photo went missing, for example, I felt like I had lost something very close to me. I think it is a notable shot.
Tak asi ta fotografie je pozoruhodná. Myslím, že je pozoruhodná.
One of the two at Saudek.com who the photographer was suing, his son Samuel, said he was glad that the court had at least acknowledged the existence of the contracts and that his father had signed them, even if, at the end of the day, they were not valid. He confirmed for Czech daily Mladá Fronta Dnes that he would now stop publishing reproductions of his father's work, something which he said, quote, he had planned to do anyways. There's one more interesting development regarding the case. Jan Saudek, no stranger as a guest on TV or as the subject of documentary films, has said he has completed a screenplay based on his latest experience, which he hopes will now be produced. Although he declined to name the director reportedly already on board, he did mention who he envisioned as the artist in the story, the photographer once again.
The whole thing that led up to this was a very carefully thought-out construct, and I think that could make for an interesting story. Of course, a man being tricked and robbed by a woman is nothing new under the sun, but I think the story of the photographer, surrounded by women and that kind of atmosphere, could be attractive. I have already completed the script, and it is fiction, of course, with the names changed. I can't tell you the name of the director, but I would like for a good actor to get the main role. Oldřich Kaiser is someone the director would like. He's an actor I only ever met once, but highly respect. But I have no idea whether he would be interested.
Basing a screenplay on recent events, indeed a drawn-out legal case between Saudek, his former girlfriend, and his son, is somehow apt, almost typical of the photographer. As a well-known celebrity, Mr. Saudek has discussed both his successes and failures before, coming across as extravagant but also candid and fairly open, with his life at times becoming inseparable from his work. To turn a no-doubt painful family dispute in this case into a film might be a way of slashing an emotional Gordian knot that no court ruling could fully resolve. Okay, the art's there, and our guest was photographer Jan Saudek. That takes us to our final feature for this day, which, if you've been following, is the ABC of Czech, in which you have a chance to brush up on the Czech language. And that, of course, as always, is hosted by Pavla Horáková.
Hello and welcome to the ABC of Czech and its current culinary series. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Zuzana Durčáková,
who will help me out with the Czech vocabulary. In the Czech Republic, summer is a time of fun fairs, day trips, and also swimming and bathing in lakes and open-air pools. Those events and locations are associated with a special type of food or junk food to be more precise. Without it, the experience would not be complete. For example, you cannot go to a fun fair and not try a grilled smoked sausage
klobása
with mustard
horčice
served on a paper plate and washed down with soda pops
limonáda
or beer
pivo
from a plastic cup
v kelímku.
Grilled sausages are usually served at swimming pools too. Another typical lunch at the swimming pool is fried cheese.
Smažený sýr,
which is a cholesterol bomb. It is a slab of hard cheese coated in breadcrumbs and deep fried in oil. After that, it's time for a dessert. You can choose between
zmrzlina,
ice cream,
cukrová vata,
candy floss, literally sugar cotton,
turecký med,
literally Turkish honey, a chewy mixture of honey, sugar, egg whites and chopped hazelnuts. It should not be confused with Turkish delight, whose primary ingredients are sugar and starch. Another favorite fun fair sweet is
juju,
a brightly colored marshmallow type of candy, which is often several centimeters thick and up to half a meter long. The ultimate fun fair classic, though, is
perníkové srdce,
a gingerbread heart. They are approximately the size of a book and usually have the words with love or I love you written on them in sugar icing. Gingerbread hearts are the typical presents that boys bring back to their mums or give their girlfriends, who then usually keep them till they are bone dry. You can imagine that a day at a Czech fun fair or swimming pool usually results in many upset stomachs. The important thing is not to eat all those delicacies all at once. And that's all for today. Have a very good summer and till next time.
Dobrou chuť.
Bon appétit.
The ABC of Czech with Pavla Horáková. Now in reruns, of course, just one of our many Czech language series that we have run here over the years at Radio Prague. As always, you can find that material in sound and text again on the internet at our website if you want to practice, if you want to brush up on your Czech. Our website, as always, is radio.cz. Also, don't forget, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard in today's show, please do so by writing to english@radio.cz. And if you're on the social networks, you can comment or take part in discussion either at Facebook or on Twitter, where you'll also find Radio Prague. Now, though, I'm afraid we are out of time and we have to go. So that's it for us here at Radio Prague. I'm Jan Fellinger, and bye-bye for now. Until next time.